Is obsession with big successes losing you happiness in the now? This question is one which we kind of dive into in this episode. It's not a direct answer because I feel like it's a big question to try to answer, but we do definitely explore questions regarding things like some simple exercises for appreciating the little things, how being the change you wish to see in the world can be one of the best solutions for changing the world, how to get balance between the future and the now, how to be mindful in work as well as leisure, and a whole bunch of other really cool things coming later in this episode. One of my favorite quotes from the episode, one of the favorite ideas that comes forth, is the idea that the magic happens in the little things, as well as sharing some cool and fun stuff in the show notes around gratitude practices and the research around that, which you can check out, and a few other quotes and fun things. Nakedwithnate.com is where to find those. Thank you for being here. This is Naked with Nate. I am Nate Maingard, and I am very excited to be sharing this week's episode with you after recovering from a little operation I had a few weeks ago, which meant that I couldn't speak so great for a little bit of time. Before we jump into this episode, I've got to shout out to my tribe. Yes, I'm talking about the natives, the community of people who support this podcast. You listening right now might even be a native. Thank you for being a Naked with Nate and Nate Maingard supporting community member and making this episode possible. This episode and all Naked with Nate episodes, as well as my music, my videos, my writing, my poems, and everything else that I create, is supported through a pay what you want system. And this system allows my community to take the initiative by pledging anything they like per month to support my creative pursuits. It is this system which allows me to focus 100% on sharing more of what I, and hopefully you, love, sharing with you those who can't afford to support and with the rest of the world. As we grow Naked with Nate and my music, here are some of the things I have planned. I'm planning transcriptions of the podcast for those who are hearing impaired. I've had several people write to me already and say they'd love to enjoy my podcast, but they're hearing impaired. And do I have transcriptions? I want to have transcriptions, but it's not a cheap thing. So the more support I can get, the sooner I can do something like this for those who are less able, or alternatively able, shall we say. Another thing I want to do is regular new music releases. Like, I mean, it would be a dream come true to be able to release at least one song a month, and ideally eventually a song a week, but that's going to take growth. It's going to take support. It's going to take time and resources, which you can provide. And there's so much more that I want to do. I want to give this podcast and everything that I create the time, resources, and love that they need to really flourish in the world. So if you're feeling the vibe and you dig to get involved with this supporting community of natives, which even comes with some pretty epic rewards, you can make a pledge now of any amount, which I think is amazing to be able to be a part of something without really having to give like huge amounts to make a difference. It's more about the accumulative impact of this natives community. So to do that, just visit nakedwithnate.com/tribe. That's Naked with Nate, just one word, nakedwithnate.com/tribe, T-R-I-B-E, and get involved. One of my favorite things about it is that I live record this podcast every week to an online studio audience of my natives, of the patrons. And so you'll hear me speaking directly to those people and answering their questions in this very episode. So for now, let's enjoy the song. It's the little things which inspired this podcast episode. And let's get started. I can't wait. I'll see you on the other side.
It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. What reason for my sighs? Well, thanks for asking, but I ain't gonna say. Since you're passing by, here's a word or two I'd like to send your way. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. The beauty of the sky, it reminds me of your face. And if you'd ask me why, I'd say you're both made up of light and open space. It's the little things that make or break, all the little things that spin and shake a life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. Life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break, all the little things that spin and shake a life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break, all the little things that spin and shake life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break, all the little things that spin and shake a life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake.
So that is my tiny song written on a tiny instrument, a song about little things written on a tiny instrument. That was actually my first ever song written on ukulele, and which is crazy because it's one of my favorite songs. And I'm amazed that I could put all the chords together in the way that chords are supposed to go together, because I hardly played. I think I knew four chords, and I guess those are all the chords I used when writing that song. And so I basically had just come back from being overseas in Europe, in England even, and I was visiting with my mom, and it was like middle of summer, but coming from middle of winter, it was, I think, Jan or Feb of 2015. And so I was just in the sun. And actually, to those who are watching live or listening and watching live right now, you saw the photos. I was literally in the garden. I mean, that's where I was writing the song, was outside in the garden with these beautiful views. And it's funny because often when I write songs, I don't know what I'm going to say or what it is that the song's about until much later, either like halfway through the song or when the song's finished, or even after I've played the song for a while, I'll be like, oh, that's what it's talking about. But with this one, I knew that I wanted to write a song about the little things. That had been sitting in me for months. I'd been really thinking about this idea, how it's like one of those, it seems to me to be a throwaway statement, something where, you know, someone does something nice for you, some little thing, and they get you, I don't know, they make you a cup of tea and bring it to you in bed, or they open a door for you, or they send you a little note saying, I love you. And invariably someone will say, oh, it's the little things, you know, they did that nice thing for me. Ah, it's the little things. And everyone kind of goes, yes, it's the little things. But I got to thinking about that and I thought, you know, it really is the little things. Like the little things are only, everything that happens is made up of the little things. You can't arrive at a place or have a big experience. You can't climb a mountain without having had many, 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 many little things occur to bring you to that place. You can't achieve a goal or finish a race or write a book or meditate or, I don't know, anything that you can think of. You can't do this thing and say, I've done this thing, this big thing, without acknowledging that it was only the little things that got you to that point. And it seems to me that a lot of the time in this culture, in this society, in this world, we miss that. We obsess about the big things. I'm not sure if you've noticed this. If you have noticed it, I'd love to, well, either way, I'd love to hear what you think in the show notes. Just tell me, you know, is this something that you're aware of in your own life? Or do you feel like maybe people are acknowledging it a lot more than I think or than I notice? But it's certainly something that I'd be interested to hear about, this idea of the big things, the little things. Do we give enough credit to them? It actually ties in with this thing where they've showed research, and I'll do my best to link to something in the show notes, but research has shown, and it's one of the things that like many people agree on at this point, is that expressing small gratitudes daily, like doing a little gratitude practice every day, whether it's three things that you just sit down and just have a moment where you go, I am grateful for. Can be, I am grateful for the good night's rest I had last night, or I am grateful for the 1 hour's rest I had last night. Doing that practice on a regular basis is proven to improve your state of happiness and contentment in the world, and to alleviate things like depression. Obviously, if you've got manic depression, it's like a whole nother story. But I know for myself that I have a tendency to focus often on what's missing or the big things that I haven't achieved, where I go, oh, well, look at that other musician or that other podcast host or that other whatever it might be who's achieved these huge things and I haven't. And so I'm not as good as them. And I forget that, like, their experience, this big experience that I'm looking at, was actually incredibly complex and made up of lots and lots of little things. And it can't compare with what I'm experiencing, because what I'm experiencing is unique and my own and irreplaceable. So yeah, anyway, that's what it was about. And so finally, when I sat down with my ukulele and I started playing it for the first time, really playing it, like just getting a feel for it, the first thing that came out was just, it's the little things that make or break. I was like, oh, okay, there's that thing I've been thinking about for like 3 months that's now finding its voice in the world, which I thought was great. So yeah, one of the interesting like little facts that nobody really knows about this song is that in the first verse, I say the word, well, in the recorded like single official version, it says, what reason for my size? Thanks for asking, I think, but I'm not here to say, or something like that. But the word size, it's meant to be, I'm talking about sighing. Like, what reason for my sighing? But size, a lot of people thought it was like size. So size as in bigness. What reason for my size? And I realized that was happening. And so I changed the word to sigh. What reason for my sigh? Which actually makes more sense, because what reason for my sigh? And then it rhymes with better with the word later. But this is one of the things I struggle with songwriting, is that I don't feel like songs are almost ever finished. And so they're constantly evolving. And then I record it, and now that's the version that's out there in the world. But it's got the lyric wrong. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that. So that's just a funny little factoid for you. And so I thought I'd go through the lyrics of this one and just kind of see what comes up. And so in the chorus, well, let's start with the verse, actually. So what reason for my sigh? Thanks for asking, but I ain't gonna say. Since you're passing by, here's a word or two I'd like to send your way. I mean, that's basically just introducing the chorus, just saying, well, firstly, why am I sighing? Like, what is it that's got me feeling something deeply? You know, a sigh can be a sigh of relief, a sigh of sadness, a sigh of overwhelm, a sigh just to get a breath. And so what reason for my sigh? Well, thanks for asking, but I'm actually not here to tell you why I'm sighing. But the one thing I will say is that it's the little things that make or break. And so, which takes us into the chorus of, it's the little things that make or break. It's the little things that spin and shake this life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. And I went back and forth a lot with that chorus, trying to find something that really described well what it was that I was trying to say. And I think I got there. I think it's quite self-explanatory, actually. But it's the little things. So we focus on the big things, but the big things are only successes or failures based on how well we deal with the daily little things. And I say this as someone who really struggles with the little things, like struggles to just sit down and do 10 minutes of meditation, which would eventually lead to me being like, wow, I feel much calmer and happier in my head and in my world and in my space. And so for me, it's a constant reminder of coming back to the little things. And instead of wanting some huge, overwhelming experience of something magical every day, just realizing that the magic happens in the little things, in the little, what we call normal life, in the little moments that aren't for social media, that aren't for standing on a stage and shouting it out to a huge crowd. But those little moments in between are just as precious, when you're standing doing the dishes, or when you're brushing your teeth, or when you're seeing the person you love in the morning, or when you're going for a walk. All of those are opportunities to have an experience of wonder and mystery and magic. And I don't know, presence, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so then the next verse is goes like this. The beauty of the sky, it reminds me of your face. If you'd ask me why, I'd say you're both made up of light and open space. And at this point, it feels like the song for me turned into kind of a romantic song about like a love song. And I realized like, oh, so this is a love song to the people and places and experiences that have reminded me of the little things, that have brought me to the place of appreciation for the little things. And it was this, I guess I must have been outside at the time in this beautiful summer day looking up, and this the beauty of the sky, this huge openness reminds me of your face. And I was like, wow, I don't even know, you know, I don't know where these lines come from when they happen, but I was like, oh, that's such a pretty thing. And then if you'd ask me why, because in my head, I was like, why would someone say that? Like, the beauty of the sky reminds me of your face. Like, what does that even mean? And then the next line just rolled out. I'd say you're both made up of light and open space. That's why you remind me of the sky, is because you're both made up of light and open space. Yeah. And then there's the middle section, which is wake in your own time. Find me in the garden, darling. Be my Valentine. Life is for the living, darling. And again, it's that reminder of like, let's get in the garden. Let's go dance. Let's play. Let's have Valentines. Let's focus on each other. Let's connect. It's one of the big challenges I have in my life right now is that I am an online creator and I spend most of my time alone. And I feel like in this culture, we are being more and more isolated by our jobs and by tech and by our phones. And it's hurting us. I know it's hurting me. And so my focus at this point is really on, how do I build the life that reflects the things my songs talk about? Because my songs are wiser than I am, really. I think the songs that I've written come from a place that has really understanding of what it means to be human and what it means to be connecting with the human experience in an authentic way. And so I believe in this idea of connecting more with community, being around people, being outside more, being barefoot, having a wholesome purpose in life. And so those are all things that I think are the little things that make life either great or broken. and that's it for the lyrics. So yeah, I am going to take us to the point where we listen now to the song again, to It's the Little Things. And the reason for that is that I hope that it brings up different things for you this time. And I also, just to say, I don't have any control over what you do experience with this song. And so you're welcome to have a completely different experience to anything that I've just said. And I would love to hear that. If you go to the show notes, just like tell me, I want to hear about it. It's the coolest thing in my world is to hear someone go, you know what? I actually get this from the song. And to me, your experience of the song is as honest and as real as my experience as the person who wrote it, because I don't have ownership over your experience of this song. So do let me know. And that's it for now. Let's listen again to It's Little Things, and stick around because I'm going to be answering questions from my lovely patrons who have been listening to this entire recording live, which is amazing. So I can't wait to see what kind of feedback and ideas and insights these wonderful humans have. But for now, please enjoy another listening of It's the Little Things.
It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. What reason for my sighs? Well, thanks for asking, but I ain't gonna say. Since you're passing by, here's a word or two I'd like to send your way. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. The beauty of the sky, it reminds me of your face. And if you'd ask me why, I'd say you're both made up of light and open space. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. Waking your own time. Find me in the garden, darling. Darling, it's the little things that make or break. life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand at stake. It's the little things that make or break. All the little things that spin and shake. A life worth living despite the heavy hand that stays.
Okay, well, that was the second listen of It's the Little Things. And obviously, I'm so excited to hear what your thoughts are about what I've just said. I mean, about the song, the second listening. So please let me know in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. And for now, let's see what questions I have from my lovely patrons who have been watching and listening live, which is cool. And I showed them some of the photos from the where I was sitting when I wrote the song and the view that I was looking at. And so, yeah, please do get involved with that if you feel the urge to. It would be great to have you on board if you enjoy that thought. And so Yari has asked the question, so you have a method of slicing big things into little things, which I think is a great question, but I honestly don't know that I do have a way of doing that other than just appreciation and slowing myself down. So focusing on the moment as much as possible, which I guess is mindfulness. I suppose that's what mindfulness really is just having the ability to focus on the present moment while also taking into account the future and the past and holding that all as like important and real. But that all that you have in this moment is the present. And so if you can focus in on this moment, what are you doing right now? Even just focusing in on taking a breath and letting it out and paying attention to the experience of breathing in and then breathing out in the moment, to me, that brings me straight into the moment, which is the little thing that is ungraspable, unholdable. It has no length other than that it exists right now. And so that's, I think, if we can focus on that little thing, then everything else falls out from that. Thank you, Yari. So we have some lovely questions as well from Faye coming in, a few more. She says, any ideas on how to get other people to see that it is the little things that matter? That's a really good question. I mean, you know, it's like, how do we convince anyone of our opinion or of the idea that something is true or not true? You know, as soon as we start to try to tell someone what's right, then there's a potential for resistance to, I suppose for me, it's like this idea of being gentle and compassionate and having empathy for everyone's story and everyone's position, and also being the thing we want the world to have more of, being what we would like to see in the world more. As Gandhi is quoted as saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. I actually don't know if he did say that. I was researching it a while back and no one could find like sources for that. But anyway, it's still a wonderful saying and I think that it matters. So the idea of like, how do we get other people to see that it's the little things that matter? I'm not sure we can get them to do that. You can't really force anyone else to change, which one of the things that is a big challenge, but I believe so strongly in is that the only person we can change is ourselves. And in that changing, I do feel that it has ripples and reflections that go outward into the people in our circles and has an impact in a broader way. Anyway, I hope that answered your question. And then, so there's a lovely just thing that that Alex said during the live stream, which I just really love. She said, little instrument and about little things, but it's a big message. And so thank you, Alex. I'm glad that you feel that there is something big. And I suppose, again, that's it. It's a little song made up of a little instrument and little words, but accumulatively, the whole thing makes up something that has weight, has body, has value, I suppose. So I'm going to read Faye's asking lots of lovely questions here. I'm going to answer one more from Faye, and then we're going to move on and see. We've got Marlon as well, who's got a question, and I think also Carol Anna. So let's see. So I'm just going to go for the one that's jumped into my eyes, which is, says, you talked about the future, how to get that balance between the future and the now. Well, on a very practical level, I mean, I think that's an excellent question. For me, on a practical level, I'm really focusing on good task management. I know that seems like very, I don't know what the word is, like very business and practical, but it is practical. And so what I'm doing is that I have a task management app and I capture everything that I want to do and fulfill in that. And then I do weekly reviews. And so I look at what's coming up in the week and what do I need to do? What are my responsibilities? All those things. And then once that's all done, I know that all I have to focus on each day is what my tasks are for that day. And that allows me to worry less and be more in the moment. And so, yeah, I really do think that mindfulness practices are a good way to help to focus, to live in the present while also having the capacity to plan for the future. Because mindfulness helps us to realize that we have beauty around us right now, that not beauty, but that remind or bring us into presence with the experience that we're having right now. But we can also use that clarity of mind that mindfulness gives us to plan for the future in better ways than we otherwise could. So I hope that makes sense. Then finally, I'll answer two more questions. We've got Marlon says, can you elaborate on your significance of focusing on little things? Really, it's everything I've been saying in this episode is that the big things only exist because of the little things. Everything that happens is an accumulation. Everything big that happens, every mountain that's been climbed, every big experience we have is made up of lots of little experiences, little actions that came together to eventually form that big thing. And I have a tendency to focus just on the big thing, but the little things really matter and they make the big things happen. So yes, I'm going to answer one more question, which is from Carolina. And she says, love the new song. Agreed. This feels like mindfulness. I find it relatively easy to practice on a long walk or at the beach or hanging with a friend or loved one. But how do you do it with work? Well, I don't know. I'd be interested to hear anyone's thoughts who's listening. How do you take mindfulness and transfer it, not just from your personal life when you're doing something that's beautiful and fun, but how do you transfer that to work or to things that are more practical minded, maybe, or maybe not as much fun as walking on the beach? I think that's a really good question to ask. I would love to hear other people's answers. For myself, I'm trying to think, how does that fit in? It's this, one of the things that I consider work is washing the dishes. It's always been like washing the dishes has been my training ground for presence. It is still. And what I find is that if I can just stay in the moment again, like take a breath, put on some music and just acknowledge that dishes exist. So there's actually a beautiful saying my dad always used to say to me from, you know, some ancient monk or something. It's like, before enlightenment, there is washing the dishes. After enlightenment, there is washing the dishes. This is actually, the original saying is more like, before enlightenment, there's sweeping the temple and et cetera. But the meaning is the same. And I really have taken that on board and realized, like, I don't get to control always the actions that I need to take on a daily basis. The dishes need to be cleaned. The admin needs to be done. The hard stuff that is work needs to happen. But the only thing I get to control is my perception of it, my experience of it, how I choose to interact with it and experience it through my choice of perception. And so that's what I try to focus on. So I hope that helps. So that's it. To you who is listening to this on the podcast, thank you for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And that's the end of the Q&A. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Naked with Nate. Now would be a great time to visit the show notes, nakedwithnate.com, and enjoy some of the quotes and some of the links and all the wonderful, valuable things. I don't exactly know what I'm sharing in there yet, but it's going to be amazing. I hope that you enjoyed. Thank you so much, especially to my natives for supporting this podcast, firstly, and for tuning in live. It is the greatest fun. It is a lovely experience to be able to co-create something like this with you, with us together. And yeah, that's it. You can always find any of the previous episodes or any of the show notes. So please do leave your comments at nakedwithnate.com. It means more to me than I can possibly say, truly. I love hearing from you. This whole thing works because it's an interactive experience. So if you felt something, if you agree, if you disagree, if there's anything that you want to get off your mind, now would be the time. Just go to nakedwithnate.com. And I'll see you there. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, then one of the best ways that you can help it to reach more ears is to leave a review on iTunes. You can do that very easily just by going to nakedwithnate.com/review. And that'll take you straight to iTunes where you can leave your review. nakedwithnate.com/review. REVIEW. That's it. I'm Nate Maingard. It's been a great pleasure to share with you this week. I can't wait for the next live recording, which is just a few days from now in my time. And I look forward to sharing with you, the listener, again soon. So subscribe, follow, connect, comment, and I'll see you in a week's time.
Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper